Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Can exercise, we know that exercise is medicine, but can exercise replace medicine for anxiety and depression? Can it really actually replace your meds, or is it just a really positive adjunct to your medications that can help you level out those kind of mood swings and disorders that you might be subject to? My guest is Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston and a member of the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins.
Let's speak
about depression.
Yeah, you know, this is a large problem in our society. We have a lot of folks who have depression and anxiety, and I think happens, unfortunately, with a lot of those folks is that they tend to slow down, you know, they get a little bit passive and withdrawn, and so they stick to themselves and they don't like going out, you know, or being around other people. And exercise is something that I think can really, really help them to, number one, you know, do something positive, constructive that makes them feel better, and the more they do it, you know, the better they feel. And also, one of the other kind of benefits of the exercise is it's going to generally put them in contact with other people, whether it be at the gym or even if they're going for a jog or going outside walking. They're bound to, you know, run into other people. So I think this can help not only them physically but also psychologically.
What a great way to put it. I hadn't really thought about the contact situation and that, you know, people that suffer from clinical depression definitely don't always like to be around people, so this gets them out and about. But of course, if they want to exercise just in their home on a treadmill and do weights and things, that's also great. Now, there are so many depression medications. I mean, just with Xanax and Prozac, and I mean, we've just got so many, Dr. Higgins. Where does exercise fit in as a form of this medication? What does it actually do in our brain center to help with depression?
Yeah, well, you know, certainly it does actually affect when you exercise, you know, brain chemicals are affected. You can get a release of certain sympathetic hormones, which kind of are those sort of hormones which can make you feel more alive. You have a release of thyroid hormone as well. You can get also a release of endorphins. So if someone is in pain, for example, you know, those endorphins, they're like the body's natural morphine. They can really help you feel better and have less problems with pain. So they also affect serotonin levels and dopamine levels, which we know can be improve people's depression. In fact, some of the medicines that we use directly affect those different chemicals that we've mentioned. So I think certainly, you know, all of the studies that have been done have shown that physical activity does decrease symptoms of both depression and anxiety. And so I think it certainly does have a role in folks that have depression. And, you know, in some studies of people that had just, you know, milder forms of depression, it actually exercise came up as an equivalent to being treated with an actual depression medication. For the people that have more, you know, moderate to severe depression, I think we look at exercise as being a component along with their medications. And certainly, you know, we would recommend and advise them to talk with their psychiatrist and physician first, of course, before getting into any of this exercise program and certainly before they would make any changes to their medical therapy.
Well, of course, and we always recommend to check with your doctor first. So now when we talk about exercise and helping anxiety and depression, how much and what kind are we talking about? What is it when you say that it helps the serotonin levels and the dopamine levels and that it can actually release these endorphins that make us feel better and not feel quite as much pain? But I'm interested in the serotonin levels and dopamine because that is, you know, really where clinical depression lies. So what kind of exercise? Does weight training do it? Does swimming do it? Do we have to be a runner? How much?
Yeah, that's a great question, Melanie. And in fact, the studies that have been done have actually looked at both the aerobic exercise as well as the resistance training or you know, doing weights at the gym. And they actually found that both of them have an effect to reduce the depressive symptoms significantly. And the type of workouts that they had people on were similar to, while they started off low, you know, and slow with most people, you know, for example, maybe 10 or 15 minutes a day, they did, in most of the studies, they did build up to what would the American College of Sports Medicine and others recommend, to about 3 to 5 days of a week of aerobic activity and, you know, 2 to 3 days of resistance training. So about, you're looking at about 150 minutes of excess moderate exercise per week, and divided up preferably into the resistance training and the aerobic training.
So if we take a walk, really, if you get somebody with depression out to just basically take a walk, they're going to feel better almost immediately. Like some medications, Dr. Higgins, have to actually build up in your system. The doctor will tell you it takes 2 weeks to work. But exercise
right.
isn't like that, right? One bout of exercise can affect it right then and there.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Melanie. I mean, some of those medicines, you know, they can take weeks, months, even 6 months, some of them. And whereas exercise, you are getting an instant effect. And that effect is going to instantly change the levels of some of those hormones, as well as other hormones that we know are important in your body's function, like insulin, like growth factor, which is really important for diabetes, and vascular endothelial growth factor, which is important for your vascular function. And what has also been found in some studies, Melanie, which is really an awesome thing, it's a win-win, is that not only did they generally have improvement in their depression and anxiety, but the effect of their medicines seemed to be boosted. So some of these people were able to actually come down on the doses of their medication. So this is just like you can't ask for more, for a better thing than that. You know, that something that is, you know, non-pharmacological like exercise can really, you know, give you an instant help with your problem, and it may be able to over time reduce the amount of medication which you're taking, which we know, you know, all medications do have some side reactions. So I think that this is a real win-win situation.
And there certainly are not any side effects to exercise. How long does it last, Dr. Higgins? If you do one bout of 45 minutes on the treadmill, how long would you say that that might affect your endorphin levels and serotonin, dopamine? How long?
Those levels generally are affected for up to about 6 hours, or depending on their particular substance, Melanie. But some of them, so for example, after a moderate amount of exercise, your vascular function, you know, your endothelial function, it can be improved for up to 18 hours. So, you know, these effects which you're getting with exercise, you know, they're real, and they are also, you know, relatively long-lasting. Because, you know, a lot of the drugs that people are taking, you know, they are generally out of the body within about 12 hours or so. So these are effects certainly are comparable to some of the effects of the antidepressant medications. But again, you know, what we think of exercise more as a companion to the proper medical therapy. And over time, I think that may result in people having better satisfaction, cognitive function, psychological well-being, and perhaps being able to be on a lower dose of their medication.
Thank you so much. Really great information, Dr. Higgins, about how, as an adjunct to your medication for depression, exercise can not only make you feel better, but get you out and about, get you mingling with people, and even possibly have to reduce the amount of medication that you take. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, as we do right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, and we give great information here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Be sure and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.